listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Jim Donovan along with Matt Wilhelm on this Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily. Strange time of the year in the building.
It is.
I mean, normally when I'm in the building, of course, it's during the height of the season, and you're on that schedule where, you know, Wednesday you're getting ready for the game, Thursday you're a little bit closer, Friday you start to taper down, Monday everyone's reacting to what happened on Sunday, and you're at that time of the year, the business time of the year in the NFL. I don't know if you heard this story. Let me run it by you, Matt. And that is, did you hear that there's a story coming out of Green Bay that Mike McCarthy is thinking or may have already decided to step away from play calling duties on game day on Sunday? Now,
yes.
He is a phenomenal, I think,
he is.
Play caller. He's going to hand it over, if the report is true, to Tom Clements,
yes.
Who has been their quarterback coach, the quasi-offensive coordinator, although Mike McCarthy really calls the plays. And that I think that there was a belief that he felt that he needs to see the bigger picture on game day. Now, if you go back to that Sunday that they lost in Seattle and let that lead get away from them in the NFC Championship game, there were some things that, you know, obviously went amiss, special teams.
Yep. The safe play calling, you know, really slowing
the safe
that,
play
you
calling,
know, the slowing that offense down. And I think also, too,
what do you think about that?
I think it's great. And a lot of the reason is because he's got guys that haven't come from other places. He's got guys that have grown in that Green Bay system that he can trust. Tom Clemens, as you said, I think Edgar Bennett is actually going to be elevated to offensive coordinator or assistant offensive coordinator as well. And what really brought this to light, and I think I'm kind of quoting from the Pro Football Talk article, is Clay Matthews in that football game, I believe in the second half against Seattle, was struggling with some type of injury.
Oh.
And Mike McCarthy was so in tune to the offensive play calling that he avoided, you know, getting him a break or even recognizing that he was struggling with any type of injury. So it's part of the process. But you know what's so great about this, and it's about the organizations that win football games, is trust. You have the right people. They've been in place long enough. They've proven themselves to you as a head football coach that you can give something away so precious, like calling the plays on offense.
Which he was great at.
Which he was great at. And the one other luxury that's the catalyst to making this all happen.
The quarterback.
A great quarterback.
A great quarterback. Who really probably can call the game plan himself anyway.
No doubt.
Now here in Berea, you're going to have a different situation. And that is that you're going to have the head coach, Mike Pettine, kind of involving himself and appearing a little bit more into the offense, and he's going to be more aware of what's going on in the offensive room, because I get the impression that was Kyle's baby last year, Kyle Shanahan, and Mike stayed as the head coach and obviously a little bit more on the defensive side, which he was very comfortable with, and certainly with his staff, Jim O'Neill being the defensive coordinator over there. So you're going to have that situation here. Mike is going to be around the offense.
And it's a good situation. And here's a quick story, Jim, from back in my days in San Diego. Norv Turner, head football coach, play caller, had an amazing relationship as a play caller should with their quarterback in Phillip Rivers. And Norv was so heavy on the offensive side of the football. And it's great that he trusted the defensive coaches to take care of us as a defense, but so much so, when I remember it like it was yesterday, I was in getting treatment at the same time as Phillip Rivers and a few other. Every table was full in the training room. And some guys are icing, some guys are doing rehab. And Norv Turner walks in and walks by about eight other players and V-lines right to Phillip Rivers. And they start talking X's and O's. You know, on F7, you know, Y under, X sweep, we need a da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you kind of wanted to say, hey, coach, I'm alive over here, you know, even though I'm on defense.
Right.
And so it's actually good that Mike Pettine is diving in and learning more.
Yeah.
And also, too, I think a lot of that has to do with going out and getting John DeFilippo, and it's his guy, a guy that he has a relationship with. And Kyle, you know, brought his own system, did some great things here for, you know, a significant portion of the season, but it wasn't – he didn't have that relationship with Kyle. Kyle was just the right fit for that year, and now that bond has been broken, and he's got his own guy.
Let's go to the telephone right now. Frank is in Parma. Hi, Frank. You're on Cleveland Browns Daily.
Fucking asshole.
Frank. Hello, Frank. Frank is obviously tuning into
his own radio.
He's not there right now. So anyway, that's an interesting situation going on in Green Bay. You know, a lot of times, for instance, I remember when Chris Palmer came on to the Browns as their head coach back in 1999. He was, he was Mark Brunell's coach.
Yes.
Down in Jacksonville at the time. He was the coordinator, quarterback coach, and he came here and he was the coordinator the first year too. He was his own offensive coordinator, and then he ditched it. He didn't ditch it, but I mean, he decided that he needed Pete Carmichael Sr., not
yes.
Junior, to come in the next year and call the place because it was just overwhelming.
Yeah, and it
I think Pat Shurmur did it his first year here.
Exactly, and I think it also, too, it's something that guys want to legitimize the amount of money that they feel like they're making to be able to wear multiple hats. But as we've seen, you know, Eric Mangini having control over personnel, or Chip Kelly, you know, now having control over personnel there in Philly, that's, to me, that's a blow-up waiting to happen, because when the play callings or being the head coach, which Chip Kelly does both, and then also the him having a hand in the individuals that are executing as a part of the game plan and a part of your play calls, it's like, you're doing too much. Yes, you're making a lot of money, but if any one of those three things goes wrong, they get taken away, they go to someone else, and or it might be the reason you lose your job.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was an interesting story, though, coming out. Incidentally, the case legally, Greg Hardy.
Yes.
In Carolina was dismissed today
yeah.
when the accuser did not show up in court. Now, the NFL has said his suspension situation and his status still holds, but the case was dismissed, thrown out of court today when the accuser did not show up. That was that long. Now, remember, he was convicted, right?
Yes.
He was on appeal
yes.
on this situation.
Which you would think that if that in fact is thrown out, the NFL will probably take its due diligence and take its time to read into it all and understand. And potentially, if they in fact pull that suspension, he immediately probably becomes like a top three unrestricted free agent in this year's class.
Right.
And he'll be the top pass rusher out there this year.
Okay, we are going to take a timeout right now. When we come back, we'll be joined by Tony Grossi of ESPNCleveland.com. He'll join us on Cleveland Browns Daily, which is always driven by Liberty Ford, here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Blessing.